Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
In a little bit of a precursor to the cut sheet part due, what Nancy Mace was doing, I think, 7-8 years ago. Again, just playing it because the audience needs to see these types of things.
Did you see this video, Don?
Of Nancy Mace?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, good.
Greg and I will just watch it on loop and...
I'm curious to see your reaction.
I know. I saved it. I didn't look at it.
All right. In the meantime, let's find out what's going on in the world of news. It's time for Dawn Stensland's Big Three at 9:08.
It's the Big Three and Nine on Kale and Company.
Big Three at Nine as we look to the manhunt for this armed, dangerous suspect following murder on the main line, a story that is now, yes, making national news. So officials locally issuing this warrant for the arrest of a man from West Philadelphia for the deadly home invasion that took place. This happened in the Wynnewood section of Lower Marion Township on the main line of Philadelphia. They're searching for 42-year-old Kelvin Roberts, wanted for murder and burglary. And yes, he does, according to law enforcement sources, has a rap sheet, and there already was a warrant out for his arrest on other unrelated burglary charges. So in this one, he's ID'd as the man who is now accused of killing a 25-year-old Andrew Gaudio, who did not survive the shooting. He was shot multiple times in the home where his mom, 61-year-old Bernadette Gaudio, she was able to survive the multiple gunshot wounds that she also suffered. She was able to call 911, getting police to come to the scene. They rushed her to the hospital. She has undergone surgery. She's still in critical condition, but they've stabilized her condition this morning. And the hope and the prayer is it looks positive that Bernadette will survive this horrifying shooting inside her home. So they are searching right now, and this is an active situation in our region. Hyundai Azera is the vehicle. It's a white vehicle, license plate with Pennsylvania registration 24963, with a handicapped wheelchair symbol on that license plate after those numbers. And this guy, they've put his picture everywhere, asking everybody to take a look. But if you know who he is, if you think you see this guy, do not approach him. Call 911. He's considered extremely dangerous, and they say he is armed.
Yeah, don't try to be a Daniel Penny in this situation. No way.
And of course, today we're learning new details of what's going on with the accused assassin of the United Healthcare CEO, who was gunned down in New York last week. This is a case that has culminated in Altoona, Pennsylvania, with a very observant McDonald's worker, restaurant worker. Nick Kale asked the question this morning, will the McDonald's worker who spotted the suspect, who's now charged with second-degree murder, 26-year-old Luigi Mangione of Maryland, but will the Altoona, Pennsylvania McDonald's worker get the... There was at least one, if not several, different rewards being offered.
Mm-hmm.
for the capture of this man.
Should get all every bit of it. I think the number was 10,000. By the way, there's another detail that I think is interesting that maybe should have given, and I don't know that you ever arrive at the conclusion that somebody's going to go through and execute a CEO. But according to reports, Mangione went off the grid with friends for over 3 months where communications just stopped. So again, we talk about like the calculated nature of some of his acts and the buildup to it. It seems to me that you could arrive at the conclusion that this guy not only shut down communication with friends, but went basically on a 90-day, you know, I don't know what you would call it, to prepare this thing. This was not just a spur-of-the-moment reactionary move. Four fake IDs, finding the location of where this guy would be, the transportation to get there.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. My friends don't disappear for 90 days.
Yeah, there's more to this, and I think that even though there was a manifesto in that, at one point reportedly he had said for the authorities, for the federal authorities, he acted alone.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still another question, and even when you hear his, you know, family says they're devastated. Friends say they're devastated. Valedictorian, good student, friends, popular. What happened?
Yeah.
What snapped?
And if he cut off his friends for 3 months, was there a gap in communication with the family and the parents? You know, did he
That's
go
a great set, question.
Did he talk to his parents every day, and then all of a sudden did he stop talking to them for the final 2 weeks? You know, these are the things that I want to know.
So at this point, this suspect is still in Pennsylvania and is being extradited to New York City. And so that is why they charged him with some charges, but he faces more charges, we're being told, by the law enforcement in New York City, right?
And no death penalty in the state of New York, correct? I think you said that a few days ago.
Even if they do, they're not.
Well, second-degree murder wouldn't warrant the death penalty either way.
But, and so far they've charged him with the gun charges because it was printed from a 3D printer where it's not traceable,
mm-hmm.
The second-degree murder charge. But there are future tougher first-degree murder charges, premeditated. That's expected once he gets in New York.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're hearing. If you're curious, it was the McDonald's on 407 East Plank Road in Altoona, Pennsylvania. And police received a report of a suspicious man wearing a medical mask and a beanie hat who resembled the suspected gunman in Mr. Thompson's murder. That was according to the complaint.
You know what? As crazy as this is, because we've only seen him leading up to his capture with a mask and a hood or a hat on, he probably would have went undetected, or he would have been on the run longer if he would have taken off the mask.
Agreed.
Right?
I think that you bring up the best point, which is, had he gone maskless, but then if he would wear a baseball cap,
mm-hmm.
you know, put a baseball cap on, that's like a Phillies hat or something like that,
mm-hmm.
and don't wear a mask, because depending on where you are in Pennsylvania, after what we went through here, you know, in Pennsylvania and Governor Tom Wolf, and we all voted to restrict his executive orders, kind of gave him a little spanking there because they went too far.
Mm-hmm.
So I think in that part of the state, had he been in Philadelphia, a mask may not have garnered as much attention.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in Altoona, they're looking like not many people are wearing masks.
Right. What's this guy got going on?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a great point. That was a great observation. I also wonder if his fake ID with the name Mark Rosario, is that name something that is, I don't know, significant?
Didn't he have a New Jersey driver's license?
With the name Mark Rosario.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, there it is on YouTube if you're watching.
Okay, cool.
So is that name somehow significant? I have no way of knowing.
About that.
What was the address that he used? Is it? It's blurred out.
It's blurred out.
I think it's blurred.
Probably is somebody else's identification.
Is that Maplewood, New Jersey? It is. It's Maplewood.
I think so.
It's Maplewood, New Jersey is the address he used.
So. Yeah. What is the significance with that?
Interesting.
And then what we've learned about him, University of Pennsylvania graduate, holds 2 engineering degrees from UPenn, comes from a large, very high-profile family in the Baltimore area in Maryland there, including his Republican cousin, Maryland State Delegate Nino Mangione, who represents part of Baltimore County. His paternal grandparents, Nicholas and Mary Mangione. Now, Mary just died just a year ago, and she had Parkinson's. Nicholas died, you know, much earlier. Mm-hmm. They were real estate developers, self-made millionaires, purchased the Turf Valley Club, Country Club, Spectacular Spa and Golf Club in the late 70s, Hayfields Country Club, Hunt Valley in the 80s, operated at least one, maybe more radio stations over the years, WCBM, Baltimore radio station. And then mom, by the way, you asked what his sister, by the way, is a doctor in Texas.
Yeah.
Mom runs a kind of a boutique, small travel company that travels just to the Mediterranean. Mm-hmm. Her name is Zanino Mangione. So they all have jobs. The family, you know, the mom is Kathleen Zanino Mangione.
Yeah.
So they all do have jobs. They've expressed shock with this. But what's significant in the Baltimore region, it's not just that they ran that healthcare, you know, caregiver facility that they founded. They also, if you go to their hospital system, you know, much like we have like the Kimmel Center here, we have certain families, the Lenfest family. We have in Philadelphia, we have families who have been extremely generous and are, you know, they provide for us the arts and certainly it provided to our hospitals.
Yeah.
In the Baltimore area, if you look at their hospitals, they have the Mangione Center. They are a huge name in the medical community and medical donors.
You want to hear something very ironic about the radio station that the grandfather owned? So it is a 50,000-watt station.
Just like ours.
And Greg Stocker, hold on to your skivvies here.
I know.
The morning, drive show is called Casey and Company.
I know.
Really?
Yeah.
Casey.
Yeah. As I was reading a lot about this last night, I saw that because I looked up the radio station.
Oh my gosh.
We might need to do a Casey and Company, Kale and Company simulcast, and we should talk to them about this case, about this story.
Well, I mean, what the hell do they know? The guy didn't own it anymore. Like he hasn't owned it in a long time, right?
Who's the brand manager? Do you know him?
No idea. I don't think it's an Odyssey station.
No, it's not.
So they founded this specialty caregiving, like for seniors or acute or subacute rehab, skilled nursing, assisted living. They founded that Lorien Health Systems. That was something that the grandparents did, and they're quite famous with many locations. And we know that he graduated as a valedictorian. Part of his valedictorian speech is out there from a private all-boys school in 2016 and then was right here, University of Pennsylvania, right in the Philadelphia region. But, yeah, the family owning and had been a huge supporter of the Greater Baltimore Medical Center and all these different hospitals and foundations, St. Jude's Children Research Hospital, University of Maryland, St. Joseph Medical Center. So if you were if you're from that area, if you're familiar, you would see the Mangione family or Mangione, their family name on many health facilities and hospitals.
So no female companionship in high school. Then he goes to the Ivy Leagues, becomes an anti-capitalist and a pro-climate change guy. And now the Daily Mail has just reported that Luigi Mangione was unable to have sex
because of
severe back injury, his former roommate says. Oh, that'll do it to you. You're looking for a motive.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah,
some was serious.
His back pain. Yes.
Back
causes.
Pain.
Yeah, okay.
Well, he had somewhere online, he had the whatever imaging, the x-rays or MRIs, whatever.
And he had screws
these huge metal screws in his back.
Yep.
I don't know. Did you guys find out was it a sports injury?
That I don't know, but he was a soccer player in high school. But he's also one of these computer people. By the way, sitting at a computer for 10 hours a day, not good for your posture, though.
I don't know.
By the way, I'm still getting tons of hate.
Why?
Tweets for my take on
back pain's mental. the guy that's been nursing a bike injury for years that can't do the bike rides.
read Dr. John Sarno's book. I'm telling you.
Oh, all right,
mind over back pain. Mind over back pain, I'm telling you.
I was actually going to ask you for a source, and you just gave it.
There you go. He believes that most of the back pain comes from tension, which comes from anxiety, stress.
Well, there you go.
Of course, yeah. People who play sports get back injuries. I understand. Like, you get into an accident, you get back injuries. I understand all
herniated
that.
Discs.
But I'm just saying that a lot of it comes from tension, according to the book I read, which I think is spot on.
And by the way, for those that can't afford certain things with the healthcare system the way it is to alleviate the pain,
yeah,
that's why they've got PA Wine and Spirits.
Thank you.
All right?
Thank you.
Numb your pain a different way. Much cheaper.
Number three, we got to divert from all the serious stuff. Eagles. Yeah. They're having their...
Eagles!
Over there, they're not debating chapstick for men, but I don't know, maybe Brandon Graham has a little bit of chapped lips or chapped something because...
Chapped keister.
He's he's, you know, apparently there's a rift between Jalen Hurts and AJ. They go way back, AJ Brown.
Yeah.
And now Brandon Graham is kind of walking that back because he shouldn't have.
Well, he said it yesterday.
Been so graphic.
He said it yesterday on WIP because they do the Brandon Graham show every Monday at 6 p.m. from Chicky and Pete's. And he said that there needs to be more communication between, as he said, 1 and 11.
Yeah.
Meaning Jalen and AJ Brown. Mm-hmm. And they might not be on the same page with a lot of things. And then he was asked about it by John Clark, I think, from NBC Sports.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically said, yeah, I probably should have talked to these two before I spouted my mouth. Mm. So I wonder how much longer he's going to have that show at WIP.
Well, oops.
I referenced that yesterday.
Because
AJ Brown was asked after the game on Sunday, what do you need to improve on offense? And he was like, passing. Which I said, like, that's a shot at Jalen Hurts.
100% it is.
But it's and now McNabb has given his thoughts on it, and then T.O. has given his thoughts on it. So they're trying to make this a McNabb T.O. thing, and I don't think it's remotely close to the same situation.
Well,
because
now,
they like each other. McNabb and T.O. hate each other.
Well, Brandon Graham now completely backtracked, I guess, late last night, and he said, quote, he had it all wrong, and he's planning to apologize to both Hurts and Brown in person. He's very sorry, and he should have just shut it.
Yeah. Well, and A.J. Brown shouldn't have said, I mean, it's weird. We appreciate honesty from people when they're approached by the media, but there's some things you just probably shouldn't say, and that was a passive-aggressive way to throw your quarterback, who you're buddies with, under the bus. And by the way, A.J. Brown has become T.O.-like in his production because of Jalen Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Just look up at A.J. Brown's numbers when he was in Tennessee. When I was in Nashville covering him, he wasn't putting up the numbers he was putting up now. So,
interesting.
Don't forget who butters your bread there, Skip.
Well, that's the butter of your bread, chap lip friend.
enough sports!
So, well, it was more about a workplace rift.
Yep.
And being passive aggressive in the workplace. Well, you know, I think we could all, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, don't say stuff like that.
Yeah, Brandon Graham's like,
I'm going to need to have a meeting with myself.
Yeah, see? I don't know. I was looking for something lighter, and I should ask maybe Kevin Poles for something a little. I'm trying to get away from all the murder mayhem.
Yeah.
Back pain, lip chap situation.
Yeah. Kevin Poles looks like a chapstick kind of guy.
Yeah. I'm a chapstick kind of guy. Yeah. I don't have chapped lips, but I'll wear it if I do.
Hey, you guys do you.
By the way,
live your life.
Somebody on the YouTube chat said it correctly. You don't wear chapstick. You put it on.
Okay, good.
No, it's true. It's true. I made the mistake of saying it, but it's true. You put on chapstick.
Yeah, okay. But you put on clothes and you also wear them, right? If you want to get real semantical here.
Oh, boy.
Okay. All right, YouTube correctors.
We have to put on. We have to put on commercials.
Put on.
If you don't mind.
I'm going to wear a commercial during the break.
Rubs the lotion.
Or it gets the hose.
Yeah. we got to do the maybe
yeah, speaking
we'll
sa- of hose
maybe we'll save the
well I should have done
the
Nancy
video
Mace.
Well no we'll save the video for, or yeah. The not the video the trivia for tomorrow
let's bag the trivia for tomorrow.
I want to do the
I want to do Nancy Mace on the other side. Let's do Nancy when we come back. 855
does Nancy use chapstick?
Well she might after you see this video.
And she uses chapstick after the quickie with the husband before she goes to her breakfast.
You have
her
to,
brunch prayer. Remember that?
You have fiance. To
say, I've been in some situations, let's just say. I've never seen this type of
activity?
Well,
exercise?
There may have been a few clubs that stuff like this may have gone on in, but man. Not in somebody's house.
All right. Well, maybe at Diddy's house. You never know. Yeah. We'll talk about it on the other side. It's Kale and Company. Get on over to YouTube if you like this kind of sophomoric humor. Back after this here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and the free Odyssey app.
Gregory, I'll let you tee this one up, brother. I'll provide the play-by-play, the color commentary.
So this video came out from the Daily Mail of Nancy Mace with two other individuals. I believe one is a female, right? And the other's a male?
That's correct. Could be a couples thing. Two females, two males.
They look to be at a dining room table.
Yes.
This was allegedly during 2016, during the Trump, the first Trump administration during 2016.
Mm-hmm.
They were doing shots around a table.
Okay, we've all done that. Well, I have.
And they were playing a game called Baby Bird.
Baby Bird, okay.
Dawn, have you ever played Baby Bird?
Never. I've never played Baby Bird.
Do you know what Baby Bird is?
Well, I know that baby birds... I don't know what it is.
Okay, it's when you take a shot...
Okay.
...and you don't swallow it, you put it into the next person's mouth.
Yes.
Oh, so
it's like spit swap.
Well, like a baby bird, so mama bird goes and gets the worm, crunches it up, and then puts the food in the baby bird's mouth.
Now, full disclosure, I have been at clubs in my early years, they used to have. Remember, like, you used to go to the clubs in the early 2000s, and they had shot girls that used to have those little tubes of shots they used to walk around with.
Yes.
There may have been some clubs in the Lehigh Valley that may have done the baby bird thing where
Montana West.
Where they do the shot, and then the really sexy waitress puts it in your mouth for
you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This was in your pre-germaphobe days.
By the way, it's a wonder we're all sick and disgusting. All right, well, so this video...
This is like it's supposed to be kinky or something.
The video on Earth is Nancy Mace doing this with two individuals.
Now, full disclosure, because I have her Wikipedia up,
mm-hmm.
She did not become a congressional leader until 2021.
Yep.
And at the time, so you said this was 2016.
Yep.
She was married to her first husband, Curtis Jackson.
Okay.
Not 50 Cent, by the way. A different Curtis Jackson.
Okay.
But they are playing hip-hop music in the video.
All right, Phil, roll the video. See, there we go.
There you go, Nance.
Is that a female?
Is that Rachel Maddow? She passes it off to bald dude with glasses.
And then somebody else does it.
Yeah.
Oh, and then he vomits.
And she can't finish it. Yep. Oh. It's disgusting.
Ew.
It's disgusting. I don't even find that kinky or sexy or anything like that. I think it's just nasty.
First of all, who are these people?
What are they doing in South Carolina?
Here, can you roll the video one more time, Phil?
So there's at least one man in the group.
And she starts it out with the shot that she does.
Yes.
She gives it to a female, I guess, with spiky hair.
Or an arm tattoo.
Who has it in her mouth, and she puts it in the mouth of a man who has glasses. And then he puts it in the mouth of a female,
right.
And then he vomits.
Yep.
And then she swallows it, I guess.
Yeah. And that man, that is not Lindsey Graham.
And they all have herpes now.
That's not Tim Scott.
I joke. I don't know that for a fact. I'm just making a joke.
I know there's a lot of people causing a ruckus about that. I think it's disgusting, but I don't know what the. First of all, let me ask you something. Let's just bring it back to the most basic level.
Basic level.
What is, and I've never done this and posted any of these things on social media, what is, because obviously this was pulled from somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think the story says it was leaked, was it?
No, the Daily Mail obtained it from, I'm sure whoever's filming this released it. You know what I mean? Because they're like, holy man, we have Nancy Mace on video doing this.
Yeah. See, this is where like the advancements of technology self-sabotage people. Mm-hmm. You know, you talk about social media and not everything needs to be on social media. Like, what is the point of even recording that? Well, Nick, don't be, you're being a Debbie Downer. It's fun.
It's funny.
It's fun. It's disgusting. Like, it's disgusting. You're shotgunning like some fruit juice mixed with vodka, and then you're swapping it off to somebody else. You know how banged up I would have to be to even partake in that?
Yeah, I mean, it
just doesn't look.
No.
Yeah. Have you ever seen anybody do this? I'll start with you.
Yeah,
Mikhail.
I saw you last year at the Andy Chan Block Party doing this. No, I've never seen anybody do this.
Dawn, have you ever seen anybody doing this, even from your days of waitressing or bartending or whatever you did to get yourself through?
Not in crazy TV news parties, after parties. Nope.
The only time I've ever even seen a transfer of anything alcoholic beverage related from one mouth to the next was in the episode of The Big Bang Theory when Penny gave the lime wedge from her mouth to Leonard. That's it. And I was cringed over that as well.
I mean, look, she's 47, so this happened.
All right, let's get down to the crux of this.
Yeah.
Nancy Mace is a good time, right?
She's a goer.
Right?
She's a goer.
Dawn, your thoughts, Nancy Mace.
I don't know that you could keep up with her.
You're probably right. I'm not saying I could handle her. I'm just, I think Nancy Mace is probably
a handful.
A good time. And by the way, let's get back to where Nancy's been in the news a lot lately with the fighting of the bathroom trick. Do we really, now I know she is a rape victim, so I take that seriously. Mm-hmm. Do we think that some of this is a sales job by Nancy Mace on the trans front? Or is this a genuine belief?
I think
not selling the rape thing, but like, I don't know. Now, maybe there's a separation of, maybe Nancy Mace is a good time, but also feels like men shouldn't be in women's bathrooms. But I don't know. I think Nancy Mace, I got to tell you, she's at the top of my power rankings right now.
The lines are blurred a little bit, guys. I hate to say it. You know what I mean? Like,
I agree.
This is a very, I don't want to say intimate because it's, but like you're putting your lips on somebody else.
Disclosure, I'm a huge fan of Nancy Mace. She doesn't get under my skin like Marjorie Taylor Greene does, by the way.
And she made those comments at the prayer breakfast about getting a quickie.
With her then fiance, but I think they've called it off.
Oh, okay.
And nothing wrong with that, by the way.
Maybe they were baby burning it too.
And nothing wrong with what she's doing there. It just becomes fair game to comment on when it's publicly posted.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's...
Hey, man. What happens in the low state apparently doesn't stay in the low state.
Goers go. You know what I mean?
Shooter shoot.
Shooter shoot and goers go.
Live your life. You didn't commit no crime, Nance.
Well,
nothing to be ashamed of.
The co-founder of the gender liberation movement, Raquel Willis, is saying that this social media activity verifies the lawmakers' willingness to engage in anti-trans politics. I don't really understand that, but they're saying that this kind of activity online is showing that she, on one hand, wants to stop people publicly and then engages in, maybe they think that this is LGBTQ plus activity or something.
Well, I mean, she did put her mouth on another female.
So is, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So they're saying that contradicting herself.
Am I wrong that was a female, right? She put her mouth on.
Yeah. Hey, we got receipts. Tape doesn't lie. Nancy Mace, by the way, journalism and mass communication degree from Georgia. She's got a future to take on Stephanopoulos again.
By the way, for everybody criticizing, we're the only radio show that's going to see show this video. Everybody else is going to pretend it didn't happen. So stop.
I'm not criticizing her. I just think it's nasty. I wouldn't want to do it, and I wouldn't want to film it. But I don't. I mean, what you do in your own private home is up to you. She didn't do anything wrong.
That's what talk show hosts do when something doesn't fit a certain narrative, is that they just don't mention it. Pretend it doesn't happen.
Well, I would actually
also argue she looks better now than she did in that video.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed.
Yes. The truth, I would say, it doesn't. I don't think it hurts her at all.
No, of course it doesn't. No,
it's like harmless.
It doesn't. It's harmless. harmless mouth swapping.
Yeah.
With a bunch of
years
people.
Ago.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You be you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same thing Tim Scott and Mindy are doing right now.
Yeah. I mean, if this was AOC, this would definitely get the same level of, that would definitely
and,
get the
and
same
I,
level
I'll be consistent.
Scrutiny, right, guys?
I'd
right,
be,
guys? Yeah. Right, guys?
I'd be consistent. AOC. I'm not doing anything wrong. I'd watch it.
If it was AOC, it would be broadcasted all across Fox News right now for the last 6 hours. But since it's Nancy Mace, we might not mention it.
I would actually argue that you wouldn't see AOC doing it because right now with the transformation of the two parties, Republicans are the ones that have all the fun.
Yeah.
Democrats are the ones with the stick up their ass.
Agreed.
Yeah.
All right, we got a break.
By the way, AOC worked at Hooters. We should ask her if she ever saw this while she was serving.
I don't think she worked at Hooters.
She was a bartender, though.
Yeah, but not at Hooters, was it?
just go with me here.
Okay, I'm sorry. Just go with me. He's rolling. Go with him.
I'm on one today. All right, we'll come back, find out what occurred today in music history, and then we'll get to what's on tap for the Dawn Show. Stay right there. We're back after this.
You know, when it comes to your home, trust is everything. For 45 years, Kitchen Magic has built a reputation for transforming kitchens with such precision and care. From the custom cabinets to the countertops, backsplashes, to the all-important storage solutions, Kitchen Magic gets the job done fast. In just a few days, your dream kitchen becomes a reality without the hassle. You can trust the name your neighbors have been relying on for decades, Kitchen Magic. By the way, local company, they were here just last week, and they're the only company of the kind where they make everything in-house. And so that makes them unique in my book, but they get the job done. Get your free in-home consultation at KitchenMagic.com, KitchenMagic.com. Let's cook up something extraordinary with a little help from our friends at KitchenMagic.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company live on a Tuesday morning from Penny to Luigi to Neely to Nancy. It's the only show that can pull off what we do. Not even Casey and Company down in Baltimore can do this. That's why they call it Kale and Company. Dawn Show coming up 7 minutes from now. We'll find out what she has lined up top of the hour. But right now, if you've been paying attention to a lot of the music and the rejoiners today, maybe there's a rhyme or reason to it.
Nah, not at all.
Not at all. Let's see what occurred today in music history.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history on Kale and Company.
December 10th, we celebrate the birthdays of Meg White from the White Stripes, who's 50, Joseph Mathis from Dinosaur Jr., who's 59, Gar Smith from the Buzzcocks, who's 69, and Wolf Hoffman from Accept, who's now 65. We also lost Mike Nesmith from the Monkees on this day in 2021, Rick Danko from the Band in 99, and Otis Redding in 1967. Sings include Don't Believe Her by the Scorpions in 90, and Wake Up Dead by Megadeth in 1986. Album include Wings Over America by Wings in 76. A Day at the Races by Queen, also on the same day in 76. The Stones released their first live album in 66, and the Fine Young Cannibals released their debut in 85. Also in 2010, the original handwritten lyrics to Bob Dylan's song, The Times They Are A-Changin', sold at auction for $422,000. In 2015, Janis Joplin's 1965 Porsche sold at auction for $1.76 million. In 2007, Led Zeppelin reunited the O2 Arena in London. In 91, Alan Freed is awarded a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. In 71, Davy Jones appeared on the Brady Bunch. In 65, the Grateful Dead play their first concert at the Fillmore in San Francisco, and actually it's their second overall. And in 2011, Metallica played the last of four 30th anniversary shows, also at the Fillmore in San Francisco. But lastly, on this date in 73, CBGB's opened up in New York City. For Kale and Company, I'm Phil Umquist.
You learn something every day, folks.
You do.
It's just unbelievable.
Yep.
Nice work, Philip. Now we find out and we learn what Dawn has lined up for the top of the hour.
Yes, we have a lot of developing stories that we're following. We have new information on one Luigi Mangione. So more information on him. He's the suspect, alleged assassin who's being held here in Pennsylvania. So we'll break that down for you. We'll talk about the downpours. Are they going to ease the drought that we've been experiencing? Talk about the weather a little bit. Joe Biden, there is a latest development with Joe Biden. What's he up to? Trump news in the 11 o'clock hour. We'll have a great expert to take us through what's going on as well. I mean, we just have so much going on. So it's all breaking, developing. Hans von Spakovsky.
Yeah.
Hans, baby. He'll join me in the 11 o'clock hour. Love him. He'll take us through the 14th Amendment, take us through some of the stories we've been talking about this week, and kind of put a bow on that as far as the immigration issue. Because he's great on this issue.
That's right. And when you get down in the bathroom, Hans, make sure you wash your Hans, you know, before you get back to work.
Oh my God.
All right, that'll do.
End the show now.
Yeah, I know.
Is that what you call it?
Show. I just, you know, we're never going to redo this show again. Throw this one in the hopper.
Thank you.
All right, that'll do it for us.
Bad takes it all.
Bad takes it all. YouTube chat comments be damned. Have a great rest of your Tuesday. We will see you tomorrow for a Bruno Wednesday, and we start at 6 a.m.
Good night, everybody.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.